You're listening to Free Radio Burlington. I'm really excited tonight because we have a guest in the studio. Her name is Alexis Holloway, and she is the producer of the Estrogen Fest, which is in Burlington this weekend. And she's also a resident of Burlington, which is also very exciting. Alexis, what is the Estrogen Fest?
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Estrogen Fest is a weekend of women's film and performances. This is the third annual festival, started in 2001 at Burlington College, and then it was at Champlain College the next year, and this year it's at the Flynn Space. And it's women's films and performances and speakers Friday night and all day Saturday and Sunday.
So was this your idea? Did you come up with this a few years ago, or how did the Estrogen Fest start?
Well, it started in a few ways. I was a film student at Burlington College, and I was the only female film student, and so I wanted more information about women filmmakers, and it was hard to come by, and that was really frustrating. And I had asked about it, and you know, they offered a women in film class once a year, but I guess I was a little frustrated that they didn't include women filmmakers in their cinema studies or their film history classes.
Right.
So after that experience, I was interested in making a film on domestic violence, and I wanted to see what other films had been made. And so I got a hold of a catalog called Women Make Movies, and I started looking through, and they have a whole section on violence against women, and I looked through those films, but they have this huge just array of different films of different themes, and there were so many that I just wanted to see them all, and I was like, there's got to be other people that want to see these films. So I picked out about 20 of them and was going to do it over a weekend, and I did it, and about 200 people came.
Wow.
Which I was very surprised about and very happy about, and people wanted it to continue. So, and the next year I did it at Champlain College, and I also included speakers from different organizations like Planned Parenthood, Women Helping Battered Women, Women's Rape Crisis Center, Women of Color Alliance, and also performances. And it was a tight weekend because we had so many things going on. We were running a little bit behind schedule, so I'm hoping this year we're going to be right on time. But it was just great to have that mixture of in between the films, to have, you know, real people there who were performing often on issues similar to the themes of the film. So it worked out really well. And, you know, once again, we're doing it at the Flynn Space.
That's great. That sounds really exciting. In terms of your schedule this weekend, did you organize it around any particular themes, or was it just kind of, this is what I'd like to see this year, or how do you decide what you're showing?
I'm sticking with some of the similar themes, but since this is Women's History Month, I'm definitely focusing on that. But we have some similar themes from last year, of course, reproductive rights, which is something I feel dedicated to having every year. I think some of the showcases will change, but you know, it doesn't seem like we can relax on that issue at all. So I'd like to continue doing that. I'm actually showing the film From Danger to Dignity, which is the film that I showed the first year, but it was during the day, and we didn't have a whole lot of people for that particular showcase, and there was only about 10 people that showed up, and this is just such an amazing film. I mean, it's not just a really well put together film for the topic of abortion. It's just an amazing and very powerful documentary altogether. It's one of my favorite films, so I'm happy to show that again, and that's going to be on Sunday at 4:30, and following that is a panel discussion with someone from NARAL, someone from VARF, Planned Parenthood, and...
Can you tell our listeners what the alphabet soup means?
I will try. I know what NARAL is, and I'm kicking myself because I can't remember what VARF stands for, but I do know what it's about. So NARAL is the National Abortion Rights Action League.
Got it.
And VARF, I can't remember what that the letters stand for, but it's about because the access to abortion is so limited to people with low incomes, and you know, different races, and that, you know, if you're lucky enough to get an abortion because it's available in your community, then that's great. But if it's, you know, as we know, I believe it's 80% of the counties in the United States don't have access to abortion, so those people have to have money to get there, to get to a physician who mm-hmm. is willing and, you know, not afraid to perform it. So that's what that organization is about. And there'll be a speaker there, and I apologize for not knowing the name of it. But in addition, there's also several other themes. There's a lesbian showcase on Saturday night, which is going to be rocking. I just can't wait to see. We have some great, great things going on that night. There's a film called History Lessons that I believe starts at 5 o'clock and is... it's a film by Barbara Hammer, and she's this amazing, pioneering, experimental lesbian filmmaker. The film starts at 5:30, actually. And I can't do this film justice in me describing it, so I always have to read a quote from it, because it's such a unique film to watch. It's like this mixture of all these different archival footage of stag reels, commercials, and stuff. And I just want to read a quote from it. They say, "A shameless, imaginative assertion of gay pride throughout the 20th century, one that identifies, invents, and or smirkingly implies gleeful lesbian sexuality in every nook and cranny." So that's playing at 5:30. It is a very graphic film as well, so, you know, those of you who aren't up to it, you might not want to go to that one, but it is really good. It's very, very funny. And shortly following that, we have performances. Mary McGinnis, Becca Mack is doing a slideshow, slide photography show.
Highly recommended, by
yes.
the way.
And then by Frieda Rachel Siegel, who is actually also a member of VARF, but she is... performing with a few other people her new project, which is called Proud Parent of a Drug Addicted, Tattooed, and Pierced Sexual Deviant. it's going to be performed as a work in progress. I'm psyched to see it. I know a lot of people are talking about it, so you better come out and see what she's got going on. It's described as a part musical, part dance theater, part folk punk show.
Wow.
And the feature for that film is a film called Fire, which the feature for that night is a film called Fire, which is an Indian film by a woman named Deepa Mehta. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, but this film was made in, I believe, 1999, maybe 2000, and it was the subject of a lot of controversy, and not because, you know, it's a lesbian, it's about two women who fall in love, but... And not because it's sexually explicit at all, or that it's very subtle, but just because of the fact that it talks about women choosing who they can love, it was a really big deal over there, and people were trying to burn down theaters where they were showing it, and
wow.
Every film that she's made since then, they've been trying to ban in some way or another. So I'm really proud to show it at the festival.
That sounds really exciting. Are there any other particular things that we should get out and see this weekend? I know we should probably see the whole thing, but if I had to pick one besides the two things you've already mentioned,
yes,
what would it be?
I would have to say the Iranian film on Friday night, which is called The Day I Became a Woman. And this film is broken up into three different parts. It's three different stories. And we're showing it on 16mm, which we haven't done before. So we've usually shown stuff on VHS or DVD or Beta. And this year we're projecting it. And so I'm really psyched to actually have film. But the film is about, the first part is about a young girl who's about to turn 10, I believe. And in Iran, that's when you become a woman. And she has about an hour of time left as a child. And so that's what the first segment is about. The second one is kind of a funny piece. It's this woman who is in a bicycle race cross-country in Iran, and her husband doesn't think it's very ladylike. So he chases her down on horseback and in the middle of the race and tells her to leave, stop. You know, you have to get off the bike. You can't stay. You know, you have to come back, and she won't. She won't listen to him. And so he runs off on his horseback, goes get somebody who can perform a divorce and a witness, and they all come back chasing her down on horseback to perform the ceremony in the middle of this bike race while they're on horseback. And the third part of the film is about a woman at the end of her life who has just inherited a lot of money, and she's never had anything, and all of a sudden she just wants to buy all the appliances and all the things that she's never had before, and she doesn't really have a place to put them. So it's just her trying to figure out where to put them. But that part's also pretty funny. So I'm really psyched about showing that. And that's not a film I don't think that you, is going to be theatrically released here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really interested to see that and see how it goes with the projection.
So The Day I Became a Woman, 8:45 Friday night.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. I'm just going to rattle through some of the other things, unless you want to. Would you like to do it?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I want to definitely say the other feature film for Sunday night is a film called Senorita Extraviata. And where the other two films that I mentioned, the other two feature films in the evenings, The Day I Became a Woman and Fire, have some humor and have parts that are heavy to it, they're kind of on the lighter side. This film, Senorita Extraviata, is a documentary, and it is not so light at all. It talks about the 200 women in Juarez, Mexico, who have been kidnapped, raped, and murdered, and the silence surrounding it. And the film won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance. And the filmmaker has been making films since the 60s, you know, short films, and she's, you know, just this amazing investigative documentarian. And this is that is right now being theatrically released, but I'm not coming to Burlington. You know, it's a documentary. We don't often get those playing here.
Right. There are no independent movie houses in Burlington.
Yep.
Right.
So definitely come see that film. It's a heavier film, but it's a very important film, and it was also a very dangerous film because of the silence around it.
That's really cool as well. So just to give our listeners a more complete picture, there are so many cool things in this schedule. And to get the schedule, what website can you go to?
You can get the schedule online at www.danger5.com/estrogenfest/. And five is spelled out FIVE. You can also pick up program guides at Waterfront Video, the UVM Women's Center, Peace and Justice Center, and the clothing line on Cherry Street, which everybody should go to.
And they're pretty much all over town. I've seen stuff plastered all over town about this festival. So if you haven't seen it, you're blind, and you should go. But here are some of the other things that are lined up looking at the schedule. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, short film. There's some slam poets, Kim Jordan, who is really cool. I've seen her several times.
She performed last year twice at the festival. She's actually performing twice this year. So if you miss her on Friday night, she'll be back on Sunday night. And I just want to, can I back up and say something about Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness?
Please.
Also shown at Sundance. This is a short film on choice that is also sort of a lighter film. It doesn't go too heavy into reproductive rights. It's just kind of, you know, it's more of an artsy film. But it's a good way to start out the festival because it's something obviously that you know is really important for women to achieve equality is to have reproductive rights. But it's also a good way for me to introduce the festival and say you should come back on Sunday if you want to see something really a really hard hitting film about reproductive rights, danger to dignity. It's also introduced by Senator Ginny Lyons.
Excellent. Looks like we have Hinda Miller, who was recently elected to the Senate this last fall term election. Manki Manjeer,
I believe, is the Indian. It's a award-winning pop music, Indian pop music video.
Excellent. Burlington's all-new girl pop band. Who is this?
This is Saturday. This is three women in Burlington. Hannah, Dana, and Vanessa will be performing there, and it'll be their first performance as a band. And I don't know if people are familiar with Hannah, but she's sort of this upcoming, very talented person in Burlington, and I think she does music, and she's done some acting, and she makes jewelry, she does pottery, she has her own pottery studio, she rocks.
Hannah, if you would like to come on this show, please send us an email. I don't know our email address anymore, frb@riseup.net, I think.
Hannah doesn't have email.
Well, call us, 652-4040. And, oh, by the way, people can call in if they have a question for Alexis, 652-4040. But do it quickly. Thanks.
And also, in addition to her performing in this band, which all three of the women are very talented, and one of them is, I think, Dana is from the Smittens. So I'm familiar with her, and Vanessa is the third one. And so I'm psyched to have them. But on Sunday afternoon, after a film called The Vagina Conspiracy, which Hannah stars in, she actually performs solo right after that. So that's another time you can catch her.
Excellent. This is so exciting. I just can't get over the fact that there are so many righteous females gathered together in one weekend.
Yes.
I just think it's fantastic. Okay, so moving right along, the girly show.
Girly show, yep. I don't know if people are familiar with Bitch Magazine.
Oh, yes.
Bust, is it, and a few other ones. This basically is a short film about those zines that have, you know, suddenly, you know, appeared on the scene, and kind of talks a little bit about how they got there and what they have to do. But it's pretty cool.
Okay, and we already talked about the rest of Friday night. So Saturday you have to be there at 1 p.m.
Right, and this is the way, since March is Women's History Month, I wanted to start out that day with two films that talk about women in history, and the first one is Women Who Made the Movies, and this particular film means a lot to me because, as I was saying, you know, I was kind of looking for information about that, and at Burlington College, and I actually did end up taking a women in film class with a woman named Cecile Starr, who is a film historian. I think she's in her early 80s right now, but this woman knows everything there is about film, including everything about women filmmakers. And she, you know, taught me that women were there from the very beginning, that I just did not know that they were right at the birth of film and had a large part in it. And one of the women is early filmmakers is Alice Guy Blanchet, and this film talks a little bit about her, about other women like Lois Weber, Dorothy Adsner, Leni Riefenstahl. So come take a look, learn about these women who've been there the whole time that you just don't get to hear about because they're just somehow mysteriously gone in all the history books.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Who wrote those history books?
And then the next film is Step by Step. And that's a film, it's called Building a Feminist Movement, and I think it's from the 40s to the 60s, and it talks about eight Wisconsin women who became the founders, six of whom became the founders of NOW, the National Organization for Women. So I'm psyched to learn about how that came into place. So I think both of these films are really, really important because I mean, so many people don't know about them. And the people that were involved, the women who are involved about, you know, with getting us where we are today, you know. So I very much encourage people to come out and, you know, see these women and celebrate them.
Great. Northern Women's Voices. Is this a singing group?
Yes, it is. It's a Burlington singing group, and anybody can join this singing group. There are people who, at all levels of singing, as far as I'm aware, that they told me that there are people who have never sang publicly and people who are, you know, have been singing for a long time, and they'll be singing for about 20 minutes.
Okay. Should we go through the whole? I mean, we're already kind of almost halfway through Saturday, so
yeah,
I guess I guess we can just keep going unless you're sick of talking about the schedule.
No, never sick of talking about it.
Oh, good, because that's why you're here. So 4 p.m. Oh, wait, I missed Angie Bibbins and Gail Jones, poet
yes.
and singer. 4 p.m., What a Girl Wants.
Yes.
Another movie.
Yep, this film is about half an hour long. I don't know if people are familiar with the Killing Us Softly series by Jean Kilbourne that talks about women
oh,
in the
yeah.
media. This film is similar in that it's from, first of all, the Media Education Foundation. They're the ones that make films or distribute films with about how media affects our lives. And this one is about girls. Killing Us Softly was more of a general overlook of how that affects women and men. And this one talks specifically about girls from the ages of 8 to 16 and how the media affects their lives. And so very, very important, I think, for teenagers as well as parents and, you know, anybody interested in gender studies to come and see this film.
Great.
And I just want to mention, sorry.
Go, no, please, talk. We like it.
Ike Spear from Women Helping Battered Women, who is the Children's Services Coordinator. I love this woman. She's so cool. I work for Women Helping, and she's one of my favorite people there. And anyway, so she'll be speaking about the effects of domestic violence on children. And although it doesn't directly relate to the film has nothing really to do with domestic violence, it is talking about youth, and you know it's very important to learn about this because I think that often when we talk about domestic violence, we don't think about the long-term effects of what happens, and especially to kids who are witnesses to that kind of violence. And it's true that you know that kids are really good at bouncing back, but it's often you know they need a lot of help in doing
mm-hmm.
that. So I'm very happy to have Ike come and speak, and she's just so cool. I people are gonna love her.
Okay, so we're almost through Saturday, you guys. I can't believe how much stuff you've put into the schedule.
Yes,
it's amazing if you're gonna stay on time with us. I just want to say because this is an amazing schedule.
I'm going to try really hard.
So at 5:30 on Saturday, there is a history lesson.
Yes, that is the film that I had talked about earlier, which is the film by Barbara Hammer, the lesbian film, and definitely a must-see. Like I said, a little graphic there, but also very funny, very well put together, and definitely an interesting film. And the rest of the showcase that evening, like I said, Mary McGinnis, mm-hmm. Becca Mack, Frieda Rachel Siegel, with Proud Parent of a Drug Addicted, Tattooed, and Pierced Sexual Deviant. And then again, Fire, the Indian film, the feature
right.
film for the evening.
And then kicking off Sunday, we're starting again with The Vagina Conspiracy, Hannah Wall again, another poet named Anna Blackmer.
And Anna is an instructor at Burlington College, and once again, just another one of those women that I die for. You know, she's just so great, and I've actually never heard her perform or read her poetry. I don't think she actually performs like as a regular, but she's a really great writer, and so I'm excited to have her included in the festival.
Cool. So, and then there's Holly.
Holly Shagnon. Holly is a dancer in Burlington, also an actor, and also a musician. She's in the Smittens. She's the drummer for the Smittens. She's been in some films with Rob Coyer, is an independent filmmaker here in
mm-hmm.
Burlington, who also has part in the next film that Holly is also a part of, the Bus Barnes Project. But let me just back up. Holly is performing about a 10-minute piece talking about words and how words, how body image, I can't remember. What does it say? How do you read it?
An exploration of women's body image and self-worth through movement and dance.
Oh, very well said.
I read at grade level. Above even.
And so she's part of the next film, which is called The Bus Barnes Project, which is a local film by Hannah Dennison and Rob Coyer. And Holly is a dancer in that film. And this film, is great. It's very beautifully shot. It's, I want to, just because there was some kind of confusion about, I think, something that was written about the project. And I just kind of want to clear. So the land trust contacted, asked her if she wanted to do a piece there, worked with them in the past. And the building, so the Bus Barns building and the businesses there shut down. Greyhound was actually the people who were selling their facility, which is the repair barn that had been there for 100 years. So the Burlington Community Land Trust bought the building. They didn't put people out of business at all. It was actually that Greyhound was selling that. And I think there may have been some confusion about that. But anyway.
Is it the barn? Is it the big building over on Winooski?
It is, yep.
That's now the laundromat?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's true, yes. And so what they did was the dancers went in, and the film sort of documents their performance, the creation of the performance and the actual performance during the last few days that the workers had there. And it's a very, very beautifully shot film by Rob Coyer and Matt McDermott on camera. And Hannah Dennison, who is a choreographer around town, she's been doing stuff in Burlington for definitely a few years. Last project that she did was the Neighborhood Project. But always beautiful movement and interacting with the camera. It's incredible. So definitely a must-see there. And Hannah Dennison will be there to talk about the film. And I'm really excited to have a Vermont film there as well.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about From Danger to Dignity, which starts at 4:30, and looks like Kim Jordan's up again on Sunday. What's And the Fence Came Tumbling Down? What's that about?
And the Fence Came Tumbling Down is a short film about women in peace, and I haven't seen this film before, and I don't know local people as a result of 20 years of women's nonviolent protest and witness.
Awesome.
So, again, that's at 6:30, and there will be someone talking about that. And then poet Valerie Martin will be performing next.
And then we've already talked also about the last movie, Señorita Extraviada.
Yep. Señorita Extraviada, again, a film by Lourdes Portilla, who is a Mexican filmmaker. And right before that film, we also have another person from...
Sorry, Laura.
We also have another speaker from Women Helping Battered Women, the new agency coordinator, Laura Subin, who has only been with Women Helping for, I think, you know, right under a year. And she's going to be talking about the link between domestic violence and substance abuse, and not in the way that substance abuse might be the myth that substance abuse is often the cause of domestic violence, but talking about survivors of domestic violence and their connection with substance abuse and why that may be a coping mechanism. So definitely a very important discussion about that, and I think that so many of us, myself included, could stand to learn about that. I think it brings a little bit more understanding to violence against women and how they cope with it. Can I mention something else?
Please,
also?
Mention everything you want.
We also have a raffle this weekend, which Estrogen Fest is a nonprofit organization, and we don't have any money. And so putting on the festival takes a lot of work, and one of the things that we're doing is we're having a raffle, and if you come to the festival, buy a ticket, we're auctioning it off, a piece of pottery from Claude Lehman, a framed photograph, a suede jacket, a huge gift basket from Oxygen, Cable Network for Women, and several other, we have an hour and a half massage by massage therapist Tara Jones. Also, two private yoga lessons by Emily Garrett.
Woohoo!
So, definitely come and buy a raffle ticket. And the raffle will take place Sunday at 6:45. So right after The Fence Came Tumbling Down, I believe, and right before Laura Subin talks from Women Helping Battered Women. And we'll also be selling T-shirts. Last year, our Estrogen Fest T-shirts were a smash hit. Everybody wanted one. And this year, you can get one again. They look a little different. So come down. Help us. Give us money.
So how much does this whole festival cost? You put together an amazing schedule. No doubt it's taken you hundreds of hours to do this. How do I have to pay to get in?
Well, The festival is a suggested donation for $5, and the idea behind
what
that
a deal.
The idea behind that is that the festival should be open to everybody, so students or people with low incomes, and I don't want that to be a barrier of getting into the festival. And that is one of my goals, to keep the festival at a suggested donation. However, if you have money and you can, you know, give $5, give $10, give more than that, because we are, as many people are, way, way behind on funds. You asked how much the festival costs. I think we're right around, I mean, it's not a whole lot, $6,000 maybe. That doesn't include paying anybody. Basically, nobody gets paid. It would be nice that, you know, some people get stipends, but... And right now we haven't even met the $6,000 without even paying anybody. So we're definitely, definitely needing funds.
Hear that, y'all? Give them some money. I wanted to also ask you, probably had a lot of help. Are there any people or organizations that you need to give props to?
I do. I've talked a lot about Burlington College, not talking about women in their film courses. But I must say that the one person that I told, the film instructor that I said that to in my cinema studies class, came back to me a year and a half later and said, "Oh, you know, I've just decided to include women in our curriculum." I was like, "Oh!" But anyways, Burlington College was a sponsor the first year of the festival, and so they're the ones who paid for the ads the first year. They did a huge mailing. This year they're also a sponsor and a mailing and just financially contributing. Plus, not to mention, I've met, you know, amazing women instructors there, Deb Ellis and Cecile Starr. Planned Parenthood, always a great supporter. They sponsor us financially and also by donating a film, so that I don't have a lot of the films cost money. I have to rent them, and some organizations have films already that mm-hmm. I can show, so they're great for doing that. Green Valley Media directors Rob and Lloyd, I'm sure everybody knows who she is. Mm-hmm. She's this amazing activist woman who's has her hand in about 1,000 projects. So she's great. She's Green Valley Media is also a sponsor. She'll be speaking at the festival on Friday night, introducing the Indian pop music video Manki Manjeer. She'll be talking a little bit about that. And shortly following that Indian pop music video is a documentary about the making of it. So she'll be there. Let's see. Women Helping Better Women is a sponsor. So... all of, you know, definitely a great organization and has a lot of information.
What other projects does the people that work on Estrogen Fest do? What kinds of things? I know you've mentioned a lot of the different groups that work on this, mm-hmm. But as far as the people specifically that work on Estrogen Fest.
Throughout the year, I'm the main person that works on it. When more people become involved in the actual festival, it's usually on those 3 days. So we have a technical director, Twia Lindell, stage manager, Rob Coyer, who I mentioned earlier, is also a filmmaker. And Anne Brown is the volunteer coordinator. And her and I actually work together currently. I met her at Women Helping Battered Women. She's a volunteer there. And she had wrote a novel called Dog Dreams. And I mentioned earlier that
that book.
In the beginning of the interview, we talked about why I decided to do the festival, and I said I was doing research for a film on domestic violence because I wanted to make one, and at that time, I was looking to make more of a documentary-type film. But everything changed. I met Anne, and she had written a novel, an unpublished novel, called Dog Dreams, and it's about... a woman in an abusive relationship, more of an emotionally abusive relationship. It does escalate, so I read that novel and I was like, wow, do you want to make a movie out of this? So we've just recently made it into a screenplay. So we'll be making that film, starting to raise money for that shortly. We're going to do some finishing touches up on that screenplay, but hopefully Dog Dreams will be out soon. I think it's going to be a pretty cool film. Rob Coyer is somebody that I've worked in the past. We used to have a collective filmmaking group called Group 7 Cinema. Out of that collective, we made a feature film called Quantum Wave. I'm also showing The Vagina Conspiracy, which was the first film that we all made together, which is a film that I wrote and directed. Like I said, Hannah Wall is starring in that. Rob did camera on that. He has two films out. You can get at Waterfront, Alone and Clean.
Sounds like you guys are pretty busy.
Yes.
And it's really inspirational to hear all of the stuff that you're doing. And even the people that you're working with is amazing to empower the people that participate in the fest as well as the groups to do creative means of expression.
Definitely.
It's really
Thank you.
Fantastic.
I ran out of questions. although I actually have one more. How did you find all these films? It must take a lot of research. Where did you find out about them? How did you? You must have more resources than me because you're in the film world. But
like I said, Women Make Movies was the first catalog that I came about when we had the first festival, and so I have about four films from them, and that catalog I got just as a recommendation from someone else, and then I started looking around. New Yorker Films is another distribution company. The Media Education Foundation, which again is a great a distribution company that has films about the media and how it impacts our lives. And every educational center should, if they don't have one, they should get one. And they should be playing their films all the time because they're really great and very important films. There's also, I can't think of the other ones, Icarus First Run Films. Not really distribution companies that people have probably heard of, but looking through different catalogs, going online, talking to people, trying to looking at the Sundance Festival. I found some films there that they had shown, what films won, what films did well, stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm excited to go and spend my $5 very wisely to support a good cause.
I'm going to spend 10.
Wow, you're a big spender. But it is quite an action-packed weekend, and people can come anytime throughout the weekend, leave, and participate in whatever they feel comfortable in.
No, once you get there, you have to stay, and you can't leave.
The doors are locked.
It becomes a direct action, and we lock you down to the chairs.
Yes, no, it's true. You can just come and go, you know. So since there's no really ticket or stamp, you know, it's you can come in, and if you're hungry, you can leave and then come back. You know, you can do whatever you want.
That's great.
So do you want to give us that website one more time?
I will. It is www.danger5.com/estrogenfest/, and five is spelled out FIVE. And my email is estrogenfest@earthlink.net, and you can also reach me at 660-4848. So that's 660-4848.
Great. Anything else that we missed that you want to say? Because we're bad interviewers.
I think I covered it.
It was a pretty inclusive interview, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't think of anything else. Thanks to, obviously, all the sponsors and the people that helped, and for y'all for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
It's always nice to have other women come and speak, you know, about the great things that they're doing around the community, because there's so many of us out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.